Mark Bell is taking your calls in the Kingdom of Nye from east of the Rockies at 1-800-825-5033. West of the Rockies, including Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico, at 1-800-618-8255. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222. That's 702-727-1222. This is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. Now here again is Art.
All right, back now to Patsy or Harlot, your choice. Here she is. Patsy, two faxes, two very different reactions.
Okay.
One, hey Art, I don't suppose you could open a cute cuddly cat lover's line after your satanic guest leaves, could you? I need to hear something that'll take away the heebie-jeebies she's giving me. Yikes, she is scary. I mean, really scary. And so there's one who believes, and here's one who doesn't. Patsy's position is laughable. In order to be a Satanist, you first must believe in the same God that Christians do. And that immediately shows that Patsy has no awareness of the truth of the universe. Anything else she claims to know is so much bunk. Patsy doesn't really have a problem with God. She obviously has a problem with Christianity and expresses it as a total and complete rebellion against it, much as the most virulent anti-smokers are people who used to smoke. I feel sorry for her and her waste of this life and the baggage she most likely will carry to whatever comes after this existence. Bud in San Diego.
Oh, interesting. And as I light a cigarette and take a drink of my vinegar, most unholy drink that I have just made, very interesting. You know, believing in God. I think I made that point clear. I do believe in the existence of God. I just oppose him.
Did you ever? Did you ever worship God?
There was a time in my life that, as we all have a free agency and a freedom of choice.
Yes.
I decided at one time, Mr. Bell, and excuse me, for the first time tonight, I am going to sit down.
That's quite all right.
Pull out a chair here. There was a time in my life that I decided to see if there was a chance that God could impact my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a little church home, and due to the embarrassment of that church, I will leave them nameless.
Okay.
I went there and I attended for quite some time, and I mean some time. It wasn't like a couple of times, you know, I went to church and said, okay, here we go.
I understand. You gave it a good college try.
Thank you. Just in order to see. And I went there and I learned and I attended for months. And then I decided, well, let me see. Let me see here if I really do have a choice. Well, I did have a choice. And I went and I got before the place there where you kneel and ask for repentance of your sins and so forth like that. And
stay good and close to the phone, Patsy.
Oh, yes, sir. And to ask for repentance of sin, you know, I got on my knees in front of the what was established there in a well-structured church. And during this process, I was asked if I was actually prepared to give my life to God to make a, if you will, the ultimate sacrifice, basically a symbolic sacrificing of yourself,
mm-hmm,
in order to pick up thy cross and carry it, if you will.
Yes.
I did that. And for a time, it seemed like, you know, there's something here. As it began to evolve to the point to where I began actually talking to people about God and working with different youth and so forth and so on, I began to notice little things in my life began to be demolished. I mean, hard. And I asked myself, you know, I know of the devil, but this is going too far. I found myself in a state of heavy sleep one night. It was the strangest thing that I have ever encountered in my entire life, this state of sleep. I awoke partially nude. My bosom's hanging out. I'm laying on a sand, a kind of a coal, ash-colored sand. There was no trees. There was nothing there. And I remember looking over my left shoulder, and there stood an angel, a virtual angel. And this being looked at me on all fours in that dirt, in that sand. And quickly, with a rise of a hand, pointed upward. I looked up, and I looked into a light, the most incredible light I have ever seen. And a voice, a virtual thundering voice, said to me, "I would never forsake anyone, but you will forsake me." And at that point in time, and this is not trying to sound too cliche here, a bolt of lightning came out of the cloud. And it hit so hard that I virtually bounced off of my floor out of the sleep state. I hit the floor hard. I was in a massive cold sweat. My entire bedding was, I could wring the water out of it.
So you were virtually just told you were a Judas.
And let me finish, if I may, please.
Yeah.
After that, I began to, I still attend the church, but I began to go into a rebellious state within the church. I one time asked the pastor of that church a few questions right in front of the entire congregation, and everybody there turned their head and they looked at me with marvel. How could someone stand in their congregation and ask the questions that I asked? And pretty much my question was simple. Is God the liar? Doesn't God preordain everything? Well, as you can imagine, Art, that didn't go over well in the church. And I was asked to leave, and I left. For another few months thereafter, I still held on to a slim belief into the God order. I like calling it that sometimes. But it eventually became obvious to me that, no, you're not a part of this.
So then you really regard everything God is as a lie?
In a lie, well, the reason I asked that at the time, could I explain? The reason I asked that at the time was because of those words, past, present, and future. And the scripture saying that we all have the basic freedom to choose, the freedom to live our lives as we see fit. But in the end, you are going to receive either a eternal torture mm-hmm. or an eternal fulfillment in heaven. And I ask myself, if I'm God, in which I at times do not have no problem putting myself in God's shoes, if I am God, would I have allowed this to happen this way? No, I would not have allowed it that way. And to read scripture and to see people praying and all these other things, I often wonder if it's not all from God's point of view. If God isn't the liar and the conniver, and our master Satan is the way, the truth, and the light of the world for all to follow and to have a fulfillment on earth and in his own kingdom. It's complicated, and like I said, I'm willing to dance any dance, period, as long as one thing happens, and that is that there is no exit from the dance floor. I have called many times here locally, preachers, and I have asked simple questions. I had one preacher tell me right in this city of Salt Lake that my questions regarding Adam and Eve, regarding Cain, and what people on earth existed when Cain was told to leave and go into the land of Nod, whichever it was, And to there, he will begin to spring forth life, and but he will be marked. Marked for who? That he would be a criminal, if you will, wanted, and different things. Who was there? Who was on the planet? There had to be other life forms. I really believe there had to be. And God permitting incest, the only way that the earth could be populated without the use of another life form on this planet was by incest.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we are all descendants from the act of incest. And later down the road, when enough people got on earth, I guess God changed his mind and all of a sudden said, incest is no good.
All
but
right.
It was good enough for him to populate the earth.
I understand. First time caller line, you're on the air with Harlot.
Hi, Art.
Hello.
Hi, Patsy.
Hi there, sir. How are you?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Oh, couldn't be better at this time.
Okay, well, she's telling the absolute truth, and there's no question in my mind that Satan is with her in every single way. Not only that, but there's one thing that she isn't telling, and maybe she might not believe this. We'll see. Satan is here now. Satan is ruling the earth now. Okay.
Yes, sir. I agree with
you,
sir.
There is no doubt about it. This is Satan's world right now. This is Satan's hour. Not
mm-hmm.
for long, but it is his hour. And a lot of the callers so far that have called in is, you know, they're basically confused. She's not. She is prepared to die for what she's doing. She's prepared for her second death, and she knows it's coming. Okay? She is willing, and she's accepted this. She knows there's nothing that's going to change that. She is not saying that Satan is going to win. She is denied God, okay? And in doing so, she has forfeited her chance for salvation and her chance for eternal life.
I would agree with that based on what I've heard.
May
okay, now where the basis is, when the devil was thrown down to earth was approximately 1914. Art, you know that before World War I, there was no precursor. There was no identifying factor that would say World War I is going to start. We know that it started over the assassination of one man. Okay? When Babylon was crushed, there was a mention. I've been trying to research this for you, but I haven't been able to before we got on the air. When Babylon was crushed, basically it was foretold in a vision, a prophet to the king of Babylon at the time, that in 7 years, 1 year equaling, or one day equaling a year, that the beginning of the end would start. That equals to 2520. You minus 1914 from 2520, it equals 606, 607 BC. That is the date in which Babylon was crushed. Okay? This is, without a doubt, the time of Satan. And
thank you.
I'm on the other side. I'm a believer in God. I totally 100% praise Jesus' name, and
may I say something?
I'm not going to be saved.
All right, let her say something.
Inflect myself in this. Thank you, sir. Now, Satan has been on earth before 1914. Now, I can guarantee you that. If he wasn't, well, I think you search scripture out and you'll find that answer for yourself. I agree with the caller. I agree with him 100% a lot, he says, and I do thank him. I do thank him kindly for saying those words, because I will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Caller,
mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Well,
this is our time.
I find it very unfortunate.
May I continue,
sir? Oh, sure,
sir.
I'm just responding to that.
Okay. I find it very grateful. This is our time, but the events that are coming, there will be also another time.
Yes,
that
after the 1,000 years.
And when that time comes, our people will raise their ugly head. And like I told Mr. Bell earlier, what Charles Manson did is putrid in every form. It's just a sick human being. We're not going to hallucinate. We're not going to have people just run out and do our dirty work. We are all going to do our dirty work. And when the evil begins, we will have mercy on no one. You know, many times through biblical history, God's people failed. God had to punish his own people time and time again. This time, when this all takes place, they better had be on the right track. because
without a doubt. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about what you're saying in terms of that 1,000 years.
And if they're not on the right track, the punishment that Satan's rule, if when we do take our stand on this globe, and even more than you can even begin to fathom what we're doing now.
No, I pretty much know it.
Okay, I respect that. They had better be close to God, because believe you me, what's coming when that mark, and when you, the only way you're going to be able to trade for food or survive.
You're talking about the number.
Right, the mark of the beast. There's going to be a lot of Christians, and I'm not calling you Christians, please, I'm not directing you saying, okay, he's a Christian, and no, okay, I'm just saying, a lot of people who believe in God will be put to the ultimate test in that day.
Right, we will have to die for that belief.
Exactly.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Exactly.
Just like you, this is you're talking to the light, I'm talking to the darkness, okay?
And I welcome
the conversation. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
And I welcome to the conversation, I really do. This makes more relevant sense to me than talking to a Wiccan.
All right. Well, you view her then as the real McCoy, sir.
Excuse me?
I said you view her as the real McCoy, that she believes what she is saying.
Take a look at her words, Art. I mean, like, she has already lied a few times in terms of she comes from a long line. She must now be referring to the fact of her reincarnated line, or her parents wouldn't have been surprised at the fact that she was drawing pentagrams.
Denial.
They would have caught her.
Denial. They were
denial.
In denial, sir, because they couldn't live with the fact that it was actually affecting them right there.
Can I ask you one question before Art goes to another caller?
Yes, sir. Feel free. Yes,
okay. My question is to you, from which line do you come from in terms of, if it's not your birth parent's line, from which line do you come from? This
my
line
mother.
Of
my
of
mother's witches? Side of the family. It is my mother's side of the family. I said that, maybe I didn't make myself clear, but it was my mother's side of the family, not my father's. It was my mother's.
And because it is my mission to do so, I do pray for you.
Hello?
Did you hear him?
He said, pray what?
Because it is my mission to do so, I do pray for you, regardless of what you want.
And sir, with no, well, let me tell you, it won't happen now. I mean, it will not happen now, sir. You are my enemy, and if this was the day of the apocalypse right now and everything began, I would behead you.
All right, we're going to have to hold it right there. Patsy or Harlot, hold on. There will be more from the high desert. I bet you haven't heard anything like this before, have you? Because I sure haven't. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Coast AM with Art Bell. International callers may reach Art in the Kingdom of Nye by first dialing their access number to the USA, then 1-800-893-0903, 1-800-893-0903, and you may fax Art by calling area code 702-727-8499. That's area code 702-727-8499. Please limit faxes to one or two pages. Now again, here is Art Bell.
Once again, here I am reminding everybody, and I guess I better do that before I run out of time. There's going to be a book signing, the only one I'm ever going to do, for the book called The Quickening. It's going to be Saturday at Barnes & Noble at 10 a.m. in Encinitas. Actually, at 1040 North El Camino Real in Encinitas, California. And I'd be more than happy to sign a book for you. And hope to see you there. That'll be at 10 a.m. and we'll sign books for about 10 hours. My advice is be there early based on what occurred in Portland. The last time, I would say be there as early as possible. All right, this should be interesting. Harlot?
Yes, sir.
Listen to this. Dear Art, welcome back, Art. It seems to me that Harlot has solved her guilt and identity crisis. The belief of Satan and hell is a crock. It is an excuse for all the wrong she has caused in this world. Mm. How do you react to that?
I react to that by saying these words. I and I alone am to blame for all my sin, for all my actions, and all my dirty deeds. Done dirt cheap. I alone must suffer the consequences thereof. Mr. Bell, I for years have been asked that question. And people just don't seem to be able to grasp the fact, the outright fact that I am able to boldly state my damnation. Mm-hmm. I am not guilty of a crisis. I am guilty of my words. I am guilty of my actions. Mm-hmm. I am guilty to be sentenced to eternal death. Said and done. And I freely accept it. I have had a lot of traumatic events in my life that have, yes, they have swayed me in one way or the other, like the death of my son, Mr. Mm-hmm. Bell.
Sure.
But just because of the death of my son, I don't hang this, God, it's your fault. The death of my son was meant to be. I wake up sometimes, Mr. Bell, with a longing for my baby, for my 5-year-old child that was taken away from me by my husband, who I am no longer with. By his hands, he took the life of my child, and I will never forgive him for that. He is no longer on this earth now, and I will never forgive him for that that act. But that did not thrust me into this satanic belief of mine. This is something that I longed for even as a child. It was my birthright. There was a time when me and my brother, I'll never forget this, we were on a trip one time, and he was praying to God, and we were young, Mr. Bell, and I got down by him on my knees, and my big bro, you know, years older than I and so forth, and was looking at me, and I was sitting there, and I said, you know, my little prayer. Then when I got through saying it, just out of nowhere, I went, "Hell, Satan, hell, Satan." He jumped up off the floor, and he looked at me like, "What?"
Yeah.
And I looked up at him, and I just went, "I don't know." And I ran and crawled in my bed, and I threw the covers up over my head out of embarrassment. It was something I didn't even plan. It was something that was just so, it just happened, you know, bang, right there. It just happened.
Mm-hmm. Here's another fact.
Yes.
This is the most important question you could ever ask the harlot.
Ooh.
Ask her, how will God, in the end time, smite Satan, the devil, and all his followers? She will not know the answer.
He will smite us down in the end. When the angel comes down from heaven with the keys in his hand, and those keys will be the keys of the bottomless pit that angel will open. First, he will be cast there for 1,000 years and placed there. And then the angels will come down and loose him. And for 1,000 years, for a little season, he will be able to roam once again in order to establish the satanic rebellion on earth, greater than anyone could ever fathom right now. And in the end, fire shall come out of the mouth of God, and it shall devour us. Satan shall be cast and thrown into the pit, where the Antichrist and the false prophet already are.
Actually, I think you did get it right. The answer is that in less than a blink of an eye, all the evil that they have done unto mankind will be thrust upon them, burning them, and leaving them only the pain and hell that they have created for others. Their karma will be complete.
And that is absolutely true, and we fully accept it.
Well, I think you gave the right answer. First-time caller line. First-time callers, call area 702-727-1222. Okay, we're going to have to start all over again. The one thing we don't want you to do is to put your last name on the air, dear. So let's begin again. Your name is?
Tara.
Tara. And where are you, Tara?
Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
The home of Rush Limbaugh.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a practicing druid. First, I'd like to say I appreciate her honesty. I understand that there's a balance on this planet between good and evil, and I respect her decision. And I believe her, because there's a lot of people who claim to be Satanists, but they're just drug addicts, and they're trying to rebel.
That's not what you're hearing from her.
Right, right. I don't believe magic is evil, though, because I choose God. I don't believe in Jehovah or Jesus necessarily. I think he was a prophet, a very intelligent person. I use magic as a tool to better my surroundings, to improve myself. And I believe God resides in nature, so I'm not really going against him.
Where, though, do you think that power comes from?
Like I said, God resides in nature, and God is in with all people. And I draw from that which is in me, that is a part of God.
Is what she says possible, Harlot, or is she fooling herself?
Well, I will be honest. Is her name Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Tara?
Yes.
With all due respect, may I ask your age, please?
I'm 21.
21. Oh, I remember when I was 21. Mm. Tara?
Yes.
With all due respect, keep going that way, hon. I hope you keep believing it, and I hope that you never sway from your faith, because I will welcome your presence in that unholy cup of tea, if you will, that we will sip together. Fire and brimstone. And let me finish, please.
Okay.
If you search your scripture, now I can understand. The human race has always ran. We're a race of runners just as much as we are a race of barbarians. We run from reality. You sound like to me that you are running because you're not willing to walk out on a limb, and below that limb there is nothing. And to hang on it and to believe that there is a one true God and a one true devil.
Yes.
The scripture says that anything, witchcraft, astrology, and so on and so on, it's in the New Testament, hon, is not of God.
What I am confused with is you sound like you believe that the Bible was written by God. Okay.
Now listen to me. That is my mission, is to confuse people.
Yeah,
that is my mission, because the more people I confuse, and if they die confused, and all of a sudden they give up their ghost, and they die, and they do not ask for repentance, then my mission is successful. That's all I set out to do. You can do your little witchcraft, you can play your little games, you can use all your little toys, but the bottom line is that, hon, is that my mission is to keep you happy. Satan keeps you happy.
See, I know
Satan,
the power
you
is not in the ritual. You can use as many crystals and stacks as you want to.
I don't use those.
But no, a lot of those Wiccans do, and they think that's where their power comes from doing this and that just
they
right.
Do. Yes,
that's
they do.
Not where the power is at.
And they're blinded by Satan, and if Satan keeps blinding
and I know
them,
right now,
no power to it.
I know right now both sides are sniffing each other out, and we're just drawing the lines.
Well, hon, the lines that we're going to draw are these. We will clean the field of the middle in order to establish the ultimate battleground between God and Satan. Everyone else in the middle will be not only not crushed by the hand of God, but will be crushed by Satan. We want to destroy the middle, wipe it out, and in the end, you will be crushed in order for us to establish the battleground to take on God face to face.
I do have a question. So do you think there are only Christians and Satanists? What about Hindus?
Ma'am,
who are in for the light.
Let me tell you something. This is nothing new. There is only one evil and one good. And until the world begins to wake up to it, that's just the way it is. I prefer people who proclaim God over people who practice an evil art and not accept the father of it. I'd rather sit down and have a decent dinner and a casual conversation with a preacher of a holy faith than to sit down with people who practice magic but are not willing to accept the consequences nor the father, the one true father of all evil. And magic is evil in any way you look at it. Anyway, hon, it is not a natural thing. It is not a natural human trait to want to practice magic. It's not. You have to be willing to accept the consequences of what you're doing.
I clearly understand what you're saying. From Dale in Atlanta, the following. Art, I really admire your guest. She seems to have a sort of sexual magnetism, almost erotic. Ooh. Is this also one of her entrapping characteristics?
Yes, it is. I will, especially young virgins. I love to find a young guy out there, sway my magic upon him, place him under my spell, allure him with fantasy of sexual fulfillment.
Well, then I guess I don't have to really ask you this next question. We've heard Patsy's beliefs. Now, what things does she do to advance Satan's cause? That clearly was one of them. What else?
Another one to advance Satan's cause is, like I said, I constantly bombard the Christian faith. I love, let me give you an example. I love calling the 700 Club telemarketers, the people who are on their little prayer lines. I like giving them the time of day, and believe you me, I do. Another thing that I do is that when someone is an alcoholic, okay?
Yes.
I'm not going to sit there and tell them, no more. Why don't you stop? You want more beer? Hey, baby, I'll give you more beer. Someone sitting out under a shade tree saying, hey, ma'am, you got $2. Here, here's five. Go buy 2 quarts of beer. Don't buy one. Buy two. Drink yourself into oblivion. As long as you're drunk, as long as I can keep people drunk, that keeps them away from God. As long as I can walk down the street and see a friend of mine, which will remain nameless, working at a little store, who had worked at a little store up from my street, who preferred, I tried to put a knock on him and tried to get him in. Well, sorry, he preferred my fiancé over me. I told him flat out, keep doing it. Be the biggest abomination unto God that you can. I'm all for you. Anything, Art, anything at all, any way at all, it doesn't matter. Like I said, I would lick a dog. I would make a person believe that, hey, guess what? Satan is joyful, pleasant. There's no hell. If that's what it takes to keep them away from God and to take them to hell, so be it.
Wildcard line, you're on the air with Harlot.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. My name is Sor SD, and I belong to the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. And I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii.
Oh.
And I can't believe you guys sound so clear. anyways, what I wanted to say, I totally agree with her. And the younger caller that called in just before me, exactly. I remember when I was 21, and, you know, you just don't really understand, I don't think, what life is all about at that age, really. But what I want to get to the point is I joined the order about 3 years ago, and I'm still in the outer order. I'm a Theorcus grade. And are you familiar with that?
I'm not.
Hello.
Is she?
I'm here.
Are you familiar with that order?
Vaguely. Can I ask you first what part of Hawaii that you're in?
No, well, see, the order is in Fontana, California, actually. The temple is.
No, I was asking you what part of Hawaii do you live in?
Oh, Honolulu.
Oh, great. My mother lived there for quite some time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Anyways,
I've never been there yet, but I will be there soon. One of these days, I'm getting
there. Yeah,
super
hot here right now.
Uh-huh.
Anyways, what I was going to ask you is, We practice like ancient Egyptian high magic, and I do believe that, you know, the order tends to think that, you know, they're on a godly path and everything. But to me, I know that, you know, because, I mean, we're not supposed to. We're taught like different, in each grade you progress, you're taught different things, the Western mysteries, different rituals and so on. And it's just like, I've done, evil things to people. I have almost killed someone before who's hurt me very badly. And, you know what? I just felt that this person deserved what they got, you know.
That's right.
And it's just, you know, and I'll fully take responsibility of it. You know, I had to do what I had to do.
And that's
just how it goes sometimes,
you
know.
May I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
What did they do to you? Just quickly, please.
Well,
you don't have to go into detail, hon, but was it physical violence?
They totally betrayed me and everything.
Right. Well, you see, hon, in that situation, I would have to find justification in order to death by betrayal. Now, if they gave me that justification, then death is what they would receive. I haven't almost, I have, through supernatural power, taken life. And I will continue to do it if I am justified.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as physical retaliation, it must be measured exactly what type of physical retaliation do I take out on them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if this person, say, were to have beaten you or caused a physical harm to fall upon you, well, believe you me, my sword would have went through their body, and they would not exist in the physical life that we know.
Well, this person caused me very much inner pain, very much inner emotional pain.
And you were justified, hon. But believe you me, I will say this before we go on. I hope you remain in that faith. Just one day, sometime, somewhere, wake up to the unholy master of hell, because the Egyptian faith caused great chaos in the lives of God's people in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And believe you me, hon, you're on the right track. Just forget the nonsense. Open yourself up for an eternal evil that lasts forever, that you will never fulfill your entire power until you really let yourself lay into the arms of the unholy master of hell.
Well, I don't know if I'll totally go totally in that direction. I'm very neutral.
I understand.
I consider myself, hey, if something gets me mad and bent up, then I have to take care of it. Then I got to do it.
You got all the natural ability there, hon. You're on the right track. And, you know, all I'm saying to you is that one day in your life, give it a shot. If you do, fine. If you don't, well, I'll see you where I'm going.
I have looked into it, and, you know, I was trying to get into the OTO order, which is what Aleister Crowley had he first started the Golden Dawn, and he broke off into the OTO.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have a correspondence course. You have to, like, live near the temple.
Hon, I will say this before it goes off the air. Bible Belt, get ready. The most unholy book ever written is the Holy Bible. Search it out.
Oh, I believe it. I was raised Catholic.
All right, you two, listen. We've got to hold it there. Harlot, hold on.
Yes.
We've got news at the top of the hour, and we will return. Absolutely fascinating. Never heard anything like this before. I wonder if you have. We're headed toward the top of the hour. I want to remind you, book signing Saturday, Encinitas, Barnes & Noble, 1040 North El Camino Real in Encinitas. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.